Today we're going to be discussing sun, moon, and rising signs. When I first started looking into astrology, I did not quite fully understand the sun, the moon, and the rising signs. My understanding was that the sun sign is your base personality, your rising sign is the mask that you wear, and your moon sign is your emotions. But it's interesting because that's part of it. And the wording is slightly incorrect, but there's so much more. Your rising sign isn't necessarily the mask that you wear, it's more so the appearance that you give off. It's how you showcase yourself to the world, how you are received by other people, and also kind of your first impression, so to speak. There's so much that goes around the rising sign, and it's never really talked about as much as it should be. The moon sign, of course, is obviously having to deal with your emotions. However, usually it's what you need and how you react to certain situations. For example, my moon is in Scorpio. So what that means is I have two different moods when it comes to how I react. I am very much a person who, you know, has that water sign incorporated, so I am an emotional person. I'm very emotional. However, because my moon sign is in Scorpio, I am also emotionally reserved, and I don't like letting people in. And even though I'm a very emotional person, it's more so I'm very protective of my emotions, and I don't let other people's opinions or beliefs, whatever they wish to kind of press on to me, affect me, even though emotionally the opinion of others does matter to me. My Scorpio side doesn't allow it to truly start taking effect on me, though, and it forces me almost to have this hard-shelled exterior. The sun sign is usually what people think of as your base personality. I actually don't look at the sun sign as much in that respect. Sure, it is at parts definitely your base personality. For me, my sun is in Aquarius, and so I am very much a humanitarian, or so a Scorpio like to see ourselves that way. What usually that ends up meaning is we like to help others solve their issues, or we like to be a part of a difference. We want our name. We almost act like Leos in that respect. We want to be significant, but we want our significance to be associated with helping others. Now, usually what people don't actually realize is that your sun sign lies more in accordance with what your goals and values are. So for goals as an Aquarius, I strive to be the type of person who is more of a humanitarian, who is more open to helping others and less selfish. Having an Aquarius as my moon sign, it means that I am very much an air sign, kind of going with the flow. However, I am definitely a hard-shelled exterior when it comes to my emotions. I don't want to show anyone my emotions at all. And in another later episode, we will talk about how that kind of interacts with your moon sign in a way, because for me, with my Aquarius sun not wanting to show my emotions, and my Scorpio moon having a ton of emotions, but a hard-shelled exterior to where I don't want to let anyone in, it definitely, they go hand in hand, not helping you. and then that's when you start looking into the rest of your chart and understanding it a little bit more, but those are some of the basics. of what we will be talking about in the upcoming episode. So I hope you stay around and be sure to check out the new episode that's coming up in July 1st.